A great deal more attention is being paid to polyfluoroalkylated substances, PFAs, in city drinking water after it was revealed in 2017. Testing on Lee's Creek showed the waterway is polluted with PFAs from the airbase base located just upstream. North Bay has undertaken a study to evaluate options for enhancing its water treatment process to meet potential future regulatory changes related to PER and polyfluoroalkylated substances, PFAs, says a news release from the city today. Though the level of PFAs detected in North Bay's municipal water supply remains lower than all current federal and provincial drinking water screening values, the city is proactively investigating PFAs treatment options in light of evolving PFAs science, guidelines, and objectives. See. City reacts as EPA reduces safe levels of PFAs in drinking water. And 9 properties on Lee's Road are currently above interim guidance level for polyfluoroalkylated substances. Health Canada recently initiated public consultations on a draft objective of 30 nanograms per liter, nanogram per liter, for PFA substances in Canadian drinking water supplies, which is lower than the interim advice value of 70 nanograms per liter set by the Ontario Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks, MECP. Our water test results show concentrations of PFAs of approximately 60 nanograms per liter, which is above Health Canada's proposed objective, spokesman Gord Young told Beta Day. This proposed objective is currently undergoing a consultation process, and it is our understanding it could take up to a year after the consultation process before an objective is finalized and published. Objectives are similar to guidelines in that they set out a goal for a maximum level of a contaminant in drinking water, taking into account available treatment technology and analytical methods. As PFAs is a contaminant that is being studied extensively, guidelines and objectives are continuously developing based on new information. In Ontario, drinking water requirements are ultimately established by the provincial government. The study now underway is expected to be completed in the spring and will provide the city with options should additional treatment be required in the future. PFAs are man-made substances found in many consumer and industrial products, including firefighting foam. Past use of the North Bay Jack Garland Airport lands for firefighter training between the early 1970s and mid-1990s has been identified as the main source of PFAs on the airport property. Although firefighting foam containing PFAs was an accepted practice and was in accordance with regulations at that time, its use is very limited today. Since 2017, the city has been working collaboratively with DND, the MECP, and the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit to support ongoing testing and monitoring for PFAs in Trout Lake, Lee's Creek and residential wells in close proximity to the Jack Garland Airport lands. In order to expedite the remediation process, the city also completed its own environmental investigations into PFAS soil and groundwater contamination on the airport site. A long-standing drinking water advisory for Lee's Creek remains in place, as well as a fish consumption advisory for fish from the creek issued by the MECP. See. Don't drink water or eat fish from this city waterway. Questions regarding the health impacts of PFAs should be directed to the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, while questions related to PFAs legislation in Ontario should be directed to the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks.